The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever wondered if the giant panda is actually a panda bear? Well, for years, scientists have wondered whether pandas are bears or raccoons or should be in a group all their own. But recently, through studying their DNA, scientists have confirmed that pandas are related to bears. The panda's similarity to other bears is evident in their general appearance, their posture, their locomotion, and even their skull characteristics. It's important to know that pandas are bears, because the more we know about pandas, the better we can help them reproduce and survive. Giant pandas weigh only about 4 ounces, or the size of a stick of butter, at birth. They're hairless and helpless. Panda mothers give great care to their tiny infants, though. For several days after birth, the mother does not leave the den, not even to eat or drink. And as I'm sure you know, this is a highly endangered species. For a number of reasons. One is, in nature, they have a low reproductive rate. Another is, there are periodic bamboo shortages that kill off part of the population. And last, habitat loss and poaching. Pressure from humans is killing the world's most beloved animal.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.